Hey, thanks for tuning into The Hustle, a show about the ideas, processes, people, and cultures behind designing meaningful digital products. I'm your host, Anthony Armendariz, and today I'm joined with a new friend, guest Claudio Vallejo from Monterrey, Mexico. We met last night at Dan Petty's episode recording, and he's co-working with us today in the FunSize office. Claudio is a freelance UI designer and front-end developer with a focus on web design. And I think he's here today to talk a little bit about himself and what he's been doing. Hey, Claudio, how's it going?
Hey, Anthony, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm still a little tired from yesterday, but
it was fun.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah,
probably could have gone all night if someone hadn't stopped me. It's really hard to stop hanging out when you're hanging out with a bunch of really talented people.
Yes, there was a ton of people. Good food.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Was it?
Well, I thought it was good.
Cool. So, why don't you tell our guests a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what your world is like right now?
Sure. Yeah. Hey guys, my name is Claudio. I'm actually from Matamoros. I live in Monterrey, but I'm from Matamoros, which is a border town in Mexico. I am currently doing some web design and development as a freelancer, and right now I'm finishing a couple projects and seeing what's next for me.
So, one of the things that I think it's interesting about you is you studied something different in school. You studied business, right?
Right.
So, when you were going to school, how did you see your future career looking like? What were you originally studying to be?
Well, initially as a freshman, I entered and I was a pre-med student. I was doing bio and I thought I wanted to, get into medicine, or into the medical field, but after the first semester, my mother passed away, which put me to, I went back home and it put me to think about what exactly I wanted to do. And when I came back to Baylor, I was still a pre-med student for another semester. But then after that, I decided I wanted to do something different. So I honestly didn't have any set idea of what I wanted to be or what I wanted to do. So I decided on going into the business world. I ended up studying entrepreneurship. And it was through entrepreneurship that I found out about design and found out about development. And that's how everything started.
Okay, so started out as pre-med. Yes. Then you went business.
Yes.
And then another change.
Yes.
You decided that you wanted to do design work.
Right. Yes. So
how did that happen?
Yeah. So my second to last semester, I was a part of the Baylor Accelerated Ventures Program, which is a small program in which a small group of students are admitted, and groups of three students are like made into like a group, and each group is given $5,000 as seed money to start an idea they have. And it was through that, our business didn't do, like we failed terribly, but it was through that I found out about Adobe, like the Adobe Suite and Illustrator, because I designed the logo for the company.
Okay, so they gave you $5,000 and they say, yes, okay, go build this.
Build something.
What is it you were working on?
So our idea was to build a company that sold bamboo cases for the iPhone. My brother back in Mexico was reselling iPhone cases, and it was through him that, we honestly didn't know exactly what to do. So
right,
my brother was doing that, and he had an idea of how things worked about suppliers for the cases and stuff, and it was through there that we had the idea of trying to sell a bamboo case,
Okay, so you're thrown into this, and all of a sudden you have to do all of these things to launch this product or
right,
this business,
right?
You know, branding, identity, you know, design system, website, all that stuff. So this is, yes, the first time you had ever done any of that kind of work.
Yes, any of that, and my role in. At first, my role was to design the logo, basically, and it was in trying to look for like I started designing in Keynote and I was like, no, this is not, I'm sure this is not the best way to make a logo. So I started researching online and I stumbled upon Illustrator. And when I downloaded Illustrator, I don't know, it just absorbed all of my interest and I found it so fascinating to work with vectors and creating like drawing, like digital drawings. And it was through, like, that was what piqued my interest into the world of design.
So you had no formal graphic design or design training?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you went through this part of the curriculum, and after that, you decided I'm going to be a designer.
Well, after that, I entered my last semester, which was spring of 2014. And I had one empty space to fill with whatever class I wanted. And I did some research on what classes were offered at the, like in the art and communications departments. And I found this intro to graphic design that didn't require any prerequisites to enter. So I mean, that's what, that was a class that changed the way, like what, not so much that it changed, it defined what I, like where I wanted to focus on next. And yeah, I had a really, really good time in that class. And after graduation, I decided that I wanted to find a job as a graphic designer back then.
Okay, so you finished, this was still all at Baylor, so you went back to Mexico.
Okay, so I'm a Mexican citizen, so I had, I asked for an extension of my visa through an OPT, which is like this, I guess, government thing that you do as a international student. And the OPT lets you find a job or find work for a year that is related to your, like, to your major. And, I mean, I was an entrepreneur, so basically I had to either start something myself or find something that was related to that.
Right.
And just by chance, a good friend of mine that I grew up with texted me. He was studying at ASU and he had just graduated as well. And he asked me to move to Phoenix with him to help him continue growing a video production company that he was running. So while that happened, I was applying to different graphic design jobs in the U.S., and I obviously had, I mean, I wasn't, I didn't even get a reply from any.
Okay, let's stop for a minute and talk about that.
Okay, sure.
So it's hard competing for jobs right now in a marketplace where you're competing with people that have 5, 10, 15 years of experience. And in today's product design world, you know, people are judged based on, you know, being 2 or 3 dimensional, like not just being talented problem solvers, but designers of 2 or 3 kinds of traits: design, research, UX, UX and interaction design, visual design. Now, on top of that, you're new to the design field, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a Mexican citizen, right? Yes. Like, what is it like being in your shoes, trying to find a career in design that'll help you grow in the United States? What is that experience been like for you?
Well, it made it a bit more frustrating in the fact that I did not study that. So after graduating, I found it so frustrating that nothing that I had learned in my 4 years of college would help me find a job, right? So it was just on that level, just only on my experience, it would be really hard to find a job. Add on top of that an even more difficult problem of being an international student or a Mexican, uh-huh, in this case, that just completely makes the possibility zero because I don't have any experience. There's any graphic design student in the U.S. knows way more than I do about graphic design and has much more experience than I do. And they're Americans as well, so I didn't have a chance to find a job unless it was through someone I knew or someone that was in the field that could help me out, but I didn't know anyone. So
I'm just curious, did you try to go after apprenticeships?
I did, actually. I approached several graphic design agencies in Waco, which is where Baylor University is. And I mean, they saw my work, and my portfolio back then was the work that I had done in the graphic design class I took, which was not much. And yeah, I mean, they said no, thank you. And I mean, like I said, by chance, my friend asked me to move with him to move with him to Phoenix, and that's when things started to move in a different direction as well for me.
Awesome. So now you're back in Monterrey.
Yes.
And you're a freelance designer.
Yes.
So the challenge just got even more complicated. Now, not only are you new to the design field, but you're now running your own business, designing, which means networking and business development and sales and, you know, project management and presentation and delivery and bill collection and all the while also needing to grow. Like, what is the community? What is the design community like where you live? And how do you? How are you leveling yourself up on all of these in all these different, you know, areas?
Yeah. Well, honestly, I've only attended one design event in Monterrey. I'm not very involved with the design community over there. I have Brian Lovin, who is the host of Design Details. He's a very good friend of mine, and I look up to him and the community that he's starting to create over here in the US, and all the friends that he has. And those are the people that I look up to, and they're the people that, well, I mean, that's exactly why I came here yesterday, to meet you guys, to meet Dan Petty, and to, because it's the type of community that I'd love to be a part of, this community in the US. So yeah, in terms of community over there, I'm honestly not very involved or very aware of all the things that are happening over there. But it has definitely been challenging to level up, as you mentioned, and keep on learning and managing a business.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for 17 years, but in those 17 years, the majority of my experience has been an independent freelancer.
Okay.
And I know exactly what it's like to like be working alone, and it really wasn't until the last 3.5 years when we started Fundsize and we had all these people around there, I realized how good that could be. You know, like our apprentices learn from everyone, but then I think, you know, me and my business partner learn from everyone too. We learn from, you know, the senior designers, from the clients, even, you know, we learn from our apprentices and stuff like that. And
okay.
It's, do you like working alone? I mean, or do you prefer working in a team-based environment?
I can see both. Like, I think I like a balance of both. I like working on my own, but I also really enjoy working with a group of people to solve whatever we're trying to design or build. I think they're both fun.
Yeah.
I mean, lately, these past 8 months, I've mainly been on my own, but I mean, I have worked with teams of either developers or designers, and I, like I said, I enjoy both.
Okay. How many projects are you managing at one time?
Right now I'm managing 3 projects.
Mm-hmm.
All 3 of them are in the final stages of like, I'm about to publish them, or finish them off. At one point in the year I was managing 4 or 5 projects. I mean, not all of them were required the same amount of involvement or the same amount of attention that some of them did. Like, for example, I've been working on one project that has been 7 months long, which is the toughest project that I've worked on. And yeah, I mean, while I was working on that, by luck, I guess, I was starting to... I was acquiring other smaller projects that helped me solve challenges that I would face with this bigger project. So, yeah, I mean, things have aligned themselves to help me overcome certain challenges and keep on looking for more opportunities.
So you mentioned that learning is it was important to you. We've talked a lot about that already. Yeah. How are you doing that? Like, How are you picking up all these skills in design specifically?
Yeah.
How are you refining your craft?
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest, when I first started looking into JavaScript, for example, the biggest challenge I had was I wanted to build something, but I didn't have anything to build. And I think you can't learn without having something to build and learn from. Mm-hmm. So it was through freelancing and through finding projects that I slowly started to ramp up the complexity of the projects that I was doing. And how do I learn? Well, I mean, sometimes I tell the client, like, I don't know how to do this, but if you are willing to give me the chance to build whatever you need, I'll figure it out how to build it. And that's exactly how I've been going along.
That's awesome. Dan Petty and I were just talking about that yesterday.
Okay.
You know, there's different camps of thought, right? Some people think, oh, well, you know, I'm a freelancer, my agency rate is X, and I must always get that rate. And then there's sometimes when you're presented with an opportunity to learn something new, where if you're just a little bit flexible, it can help you. It can be that stepping stone to the next thing.
Exactly.
I remember when I lived in New York City and when I went out as a freelancer, all of my experience had been in web design. You know, like did a lot of stuff in like news and editorial, like big web design projects. And you know, this is around the time that the iPhone released. I had done web design for 10 years at least. And I was just kind of burnt out on doing that. I wanted to learn something new. So, of course, you know, it was mobile. But, you know, I didn't have any experience in that. And so that's a tactic that I use, too. Like, my first client was Harvest, the time tracking software.
Okay.
And they're like, we'll let you do this. You know, just, you know, be flexible on your rate. And we had, you know, kind of had a project. And that, you know, now you're prepared for something else. And, yeah, that's I think that's really important.
Yeah.
What is your hopes with this freelance business that you have? Are you hoping to turn that into a collective or an agency? Are you hoping to just do this work alone and sort of, you know, create the life that you want for yourself? Or are you just doing this while are you trying to do something for a temporary period of time while you're trying to do something different?
Well, right now my focus is on learning as much as I can about design and development to eventually build a good enough portfolio to come to the U.S. I'd love to work for a product company. I've learned as the months have passed by that I'm not a big fan of doing agency work. And what I mean by that is like just building something. I'm not saying that as quickly as possible, but like just build something and like hand it off and then build something and hand it off. I'd rather build or help build a product that I really like and learn like how things change and how the product evolves.
Owning it over time. Like not just the thinking and then design iterations, but the optimization of it once it's in users' hands and, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, there are variations of that too. Like the way that we work, like we're an agency, but we only do product work. And it's all agile. So, you know, if you can find a place like that, then you can kind of, you know, get both of those worlds to align.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely understand where you're going there. And so the next question I have for you is, if you could dream a little bit, say 3 years in the future, mm-hmm. you know, what kind of designer, like, do you hope to be? Like, what kind of skills do you, like, what do you want to be great at? Like, what one thing do you want to be great at? And what kinds of products do you want to work on?
What? It's a hard question. Like, I don't know what one thing I want to work on. I mean, I honestly equally enjoy design and development. I don't care what type of development it is. I know that I'm not answering your question correctly, but yeah, I mean,
that's an appropriate answer. I mean, there's lots of people that would say, well, I want to get great at iOS engineering, or I want to get great at mobile design. And then there's people like you who don't see the difference between design and engineering.
I mean, Yes, I know that the projects I've worked on have not been big or I haven't made much out of them, but I have learned because I was involved from the inception to the delivery of the product from like on every part of the design process. And like I said, despite they're not big projects, I've learned about the different parts of the process that make up the whole, like from start to finish of a project. And I love all of the parts. I mean, there's obviously some gray areas or some very not fun areas. Like, for example, the point between when you're trying to prepare the assets from design to production. I mean, I don't think not many people like that part of the design process, but yes, I think that I find it fascinating how an idea is turned into like a reality and all the different things that happen for that to come to life. I just really find it incredible.
That's awesome. So now what about kinds of work? Like what kinds of products do you want to work on?
Oh yeah.
Industries and verticals.
Okay. There's some companies that I like, there's products that I use every day that I'd love to work with and learn more about. And there's other products that I haven't had a chance to use, but that I still can relate to because of things that I've lived through. Like, for example, I use Dropbox every day and I love like the simplicity of the product, but I know that there's an incredible amount of complexity behind the product. I love Uber and I love products that are changing the way we work and changing the way we use things or do things. I love Airbnb. I mean, I know there's like they're the big companies in the world, but I mean they're companies that are truly creating value through
Their services. They have the right components necessary to do meaningful things.
Yes.
Yeah. So if any designers at Dropbox or Airbnb or are listening, reach out to Claudia. I suspect that some of our listeners are young designers too. So that was another reason why I want to have you on, because I think it's important to have like hear from people that are, you know, been around forever and hear from people that are new to the industry. I think that's really important, even for me to talk to people, for me to learn, you know, just talking to you and learning things. What advice would you give to someone who is about to start freelancing?
I think if you're about to start freelancing and you don't know everything about whatever you're going to build or design or whatever it is, just I think you should, I don't know, trust yourself that you're going to do the best of your ability to deliver whatever is being asked for you to deliver. And I'm sure you will do it. I think that's one thing that I've learned. I mean, I'm not saying that it's been I've had an easy time doing the project that I've been doing, as simple as they may be. When you don't know how to do something, it's scary to dive in and do it, right? And mm-hmm. I think it's worth the dive. That's what I think. Because that's one thing that I find very interesting as well, is that after, like right now when I'm about to finish a project and I look back at the point where I started and I'm amazed, even though it's like a couple of steps above what I used to do, but it's still a little bit above what I used to do. And I find that amazing how when I first started, I had no idea how I was going to jump over the wall or dive in.
You said jump over the wall.
I didn't mean that on purpose.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Anyone can jump over the wall. Yeah. So I think it's worth the jump.
That's awesome. Claudio, thanks for coming in today and talking with me and hanging out with the Fun Size crew. Why don't you tell everyone how they can find you on the interwebs?
Sure. First, thank you, Anthony. It was a pleasure meeting you and all your the people that work here. You guys can find me on Twitter at Claudio Vallejo P. And you can find my website at claudiovallejo.mx. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. This episode of Hustle is brought to you by Envision. Design better, faster, together. Learn more at envisionapp.com. Hustle is brought to you by Funsize, a digital product design studio that crafts delightful digital user experiences with inspiring product companies. Follow us at HustleCast and Funsize on Twitter.